Dr. Wellington, Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, first name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, middle Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, date of birth, October 17, 1955, date of evaluation, May 6, 2024, referring physician, Golden Gate Orthopedic and Spine. The chief complaint, a 68-year-old female seeing preoperative as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery / transplant, period. The HVI, the patient reports an industrial injury during which she fell in October of 2022, period. She was then evaluated by employee health and referred to Kaiser for x-ray, period. She was told that she had no fracture, period. However, she had ongoing pain, which she described as sharp and involving the right shoulder and right neck, period. She tried icy hot and Advil with minimal improvement, period. The pain was exacerbated by activities, period. She was evaluated and required surgery. She then underwent surgery on June 27, 2023, period. This was followed by physical therapy, period. However, her arm became immobile, period. She underwent repeat MRI and was subsequently felt to require reverse shoulder transplant, period. She is seen in follow-up, correction, she is seen preoperatively when she denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The past medical history, one, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia. The past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, next number left rotator cuff. The medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams on BID, Lipitor 10 milligrams on daily, Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Omeprazole 20 milligrams on daily, calcium 1 TID, vitamin D 1 daily, vitamin B12 1 daily, iron 1 every day. The allergies, she is allergic to Vicodin, family history, mother had diabetes, social history, the patient is a prior smoker but has not smoked in 8 years, she notes occasional alcohol use but denies drug use, period. The your systems, the cardiovascular, she apparently had an inextricable episode and was referred for VO patch testing, period. Gastrointestinal, she has had antacid juice and heartburn, period. In addition, she has had constipation. Genitourinary, she has frequency. The UF systems, sort of significant for anemia. The physical examination, blood pressure 124/66, pulse 85, respiratory rate 20, height 58.5 inches, weight 164.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction at approximately 95 degrees, period. decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation period. The DKT demonstrates sinus rhythm of 86 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. Echocardiogram performed on May 8, 2024 revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction 65-70%. Diastolic function is normal, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace bicuspid regurgitation is present, period. No segment of wall motion abnormality is noted, period. The impression, this is a 68-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. She had initially underwent surgery, but had ongoing symptoms, period. She is now scheduled for right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty for diagnosis M12.811, period. She further has diagnosis of M75.101, period. Patient is noted to have history of meningoscopy, and the DO patch data should be reviewed, period, based on EKG symptomology and echocardiographic findings. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is pleased for saying, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.